Hello again, Nigel Ogden here with another mixture of, I sincerely hope, entertaining sounds from the not-too-distant archives on this occasion. Now, during the many years I was involved with The Organist Entertains, I was always kept well aware that many people really enjoyed hearing our great cathedral and concert organs, and particularly when they were playing lighter pieces from outside the standard repertoire for those instruments. So I thought we'd have a few examples of such things on this week's show. Now, a couple of decades ago, I was asked to record two CDs on the wonderful Willis organ of Lincoln Cathedral, built in 1898 at a cost of £4,675, and apparently it was the last instrument to be finished under the personal supervision of the original Henry Father Willis. Well, here are a couple of contrasts to get the show on the road. Kenneth Alford's excellent march called The Midi, written in 1917 to commemorate the Battle of Jutland. And from the 1954 musical The Pajama Game, Hernando's Hideaway.
Thank you.
Yours Truly at the Lincoln Cathedral Willis and Hernando's Hideaway, preceded by The Midi. Well, another Willis, originally installed in St John's Church in Blackpool, now lives in the West Gallery of Lancaster Priory, but is not the only instrument in that church. The North Choir aisle contains a Harrison and Harrison, and as of 2012, both organs can be controlled from one 3-manual console. Well, one of Kevin Bowie's albums recorded at the Priory includes probably Billy Mayle's most famous composition from 1927, Marigold. Billy Mayle's Marigold from Kevin Bowyer at the organs of Lancaster Priory. Well, heading north from Lancaster, it doesn't take too long to get to the southern edge of the beautiful Lake District, and we've set the sat-nav for another priory church, this time in the village of Cartmel. Now, Adrian Self has been organist and choirmaster there for many years, and on his delightful CD called Cartmel Crackers, he included a Leroy Anderson classic from 1945, The Syncopated Clock, played on the 1867 instrument by the Manchester firm of Jardine, which had rebuilds by Rushworth and Draper in 1969 and by Principal Pipe Organs in 2005. Adrian Self at Cartmel Priory with the syncopated clock. Well, I hope you don't mind if I slot in another fabulous Willis organ, which I recorded in 1998. It lives in Hereford Cathedral and dates from 1892, with rebuilds by Harrison and Harrison in 1977 and 2004. Now, this delightful piece was written by American theatre organ legend Billy Knoll and is basically an arrangement of Jerome Kern's All the Things You Are. However, as he's written it in the style of a J.S. Bach chorale prelude, he translated the title into German to become Alles, was du bist, and you'll hear the various sections of the melody line coming through in the left-hand part. Jerome Kern meets Billy Knoll via yours truly at the Hereford Cathedral Willis. Well, having just had a German title, here comes an instrument from the same country. The 2009 Kleiss organ in Leeds Roman Catholic Cathedral is an unusual instrument inasmuch as there are seven separate tonal divisions playable from a four-manual console. And basically the organist can allocate any division or divisions to whatever keyboard he chooses. Well, I can personally vouch for the fact that if you're playing a concert on it, it takes some careful advance planning, but the sound is wonderful. Well, director of music at Leeds Cathedral is Ben Saunders, who is a great fan of the music of American jazz pianist and organist Dick Hyman, and this is his composition called Under the Fingers.
Thank you.
Dick Hyman's Under the Fingers at Leeds Cathedral, as played by Ben Saunders. Now, a very contrasting instrument is the 1909 organ by J.J. Binns, installed in Nottingham's Albert Hall. And on his CD recorded there, John Keyes played a famous Ketelby classic in a monastery garden, and as you'll hear in due course, enlisted the help of some of the choristers from St. Mary's Church in Nottingham, where he's director of music.
Thank you.
Some very famous music by Albert Cattelby there, played by John Keyes on the Binns organ of the Albert Hall in Nottingham, plus some vocal assistance. Well, our final two contrasting tracks this time feature the magnificent instrument in Hull City Hall, built by Forster and Andrews in 1911. During the 1951 rebuild by John Compton, various percussion instruments plus a rank of tibia pipes were added, as you're about to hear, in a novelty item from 1924 called Dainty Miss. And from the same year, that's followed by one of the most famous radio theme tunes of all time, which is still heard twice a day on Radio 4, introducing the Archers, Barrack Green, from a suite called My Native Heath by Arthur Wood. Dainty Miss, first of all, and both pieces are played on the Hull City Hall organ by Adrian Lucas. Thank you. Dainty Miss and Barrack Green in that order, played by Adrian Lucas at Hull City Hall. And that's it for this time. I hope you've enjoyed the selection of light music played on non-light organs, and that you'll be able to join Damon next week when he'll be turning the spotlight on that great British composer, Eric Coates. I'll be back with you on September the 9th, but in the meantime, full details of what you've heard on this programme, plus plenty more besides, can be found on our website, www.organistencores.co.uk, or on our Facebook page, at The Organist Encores. For now, this is Nigel Ogden saying thanks for your company, all the best, and bye-bye.